Sometimes I doubt that any of my work did anything. You know, I'm just like, I'm just the same. Sure, I lost some weight, but I'm kind of just the same. And I'm kind of convinced myself like nothing changed. And then I do one thing that reminds me. This morning I took some coffee. I'm like, just one coffee. I don't drink coffee anymore. And instead, I did it consciously. I'm going to have a real coffee just to see my, whoa. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Le Schedule of Power today and break the rule of one teaching a day on my newsletter, even though that's kind of a teaching that I just actually shared for me as well, is to not drink coffee unless I really want to be like that. we just announced the schedule. If you are inspired, please share, because that's actually a really good one to share. We spent a lot of time working on the schedule. Le schedule. I'm going to calm down with that coffee. And it's not, so what I'm saying here is it's not a tech event. It is not a spiritual event. It's not a consciousness event. It is not a business conference power. It is not a festival. It is none of that. What is it? What is it? Sometimes words can describe. Yeah. It's not a conference. It's not for many reasons. Anyway, you should look at the schedule. We have I'm pretty proud. I'm proud of it. I'm consciously proud of it. We go from left and right brain hemisphere all the time, right? Like we go to indigenous web wisdom to metaverse and Sébastien Borgé, like the most known metaverse right now with Sandbox. We go from moon and sun. We go from Sarah Drew, moon, feminine, straight into consciousness from Jason Silva, or the religion of no religion of Zach Bell. Richard Rudd, we just announced the founder, the inventor of the Gene Keys. I have no idea what are the Gene Keys. You know, so this is the thing too, is we prepare this with Magdalena. Right, I've been pretty good at finding tech speakers and now spiritual speakers like indigenous, but there are things I've not, like, you know, it's like I'm there, like, you know, I was there, now I'm there, now she's there in terms of so Gene Keys, I've never understood it. I tried to read it. I don't really know what I believe in, to be honest. But I used to not believe in astrology for while that coffee. And the Gene Keys is a mix of lots of different codes. Basically, what Richard Rudd is trying to do, I understand, or did, is to explain our DNA, the way we think. And I do agree that the most important thing for us is to know ourselves. That's been what I've been doing for years now, is know myself, right? Most important thing is, who am I? How do I behave? What do I not do, shouldn't do, drink coffee, get upset? No. I still do sometimes. But Gene Keys, it codes for awakening, the algorithms of awakening. But Magdalene laughed at me and said, one day, you will get it. You're so unevolved. That one day I will get it. Okay. So we have a founder there, which is a kind of synchronicity, right? Richard Rudd. He never goes to events, never, but he's going to be there. So you better go and see him, because it might be the only opportunity. If you care. I know a lot of people care about Gene Keys, Like, basically, those who get it, like, they really get it. Right now, I'm in the camp of those who are mildly curious about it, but maybe meeting Richard. So I'm really looking forward myself to that session. It's on the October 14th. Then Zach Bell is going to talk about the religion of no religion. The religion of no religion. Right? It's so smart. That. Just that was words together. It's kind of what's happening. Like, I don't know. I will let him. I have a video of him that I'm going to publish soon. I won't go through the whole program, but I want to tell you how excited I am. I hope you can hear it, right? How excited I am to have loving and kindness meditation, which sounds bullshit to the business people. There is even one guy who said, why did you do a Ibiza-like website? Because, of course, that's Magdalena, the stars and everything, right? If you are a corporate, that was this person working in a big company, and is going to look at that website, Power, and say, this is so Ibiza style. It's not. It is New York style. It's like, anyway. You know, sometimes I wrote this, sometimes you don't need words to explain. It's like codes, right? If you get the website, the way we present things, then, you know, just go buy a ticket. 2 days left, by the way, for the price. Like, I don't want to sound like you get one if you like. If you don't, it's fine too. But you see what I mean? It's like if you vibrate at the same vibration as we do Power, like it kind of vibrates and you get it, then you come. If you don't, like what the fuck? I can't say that. What is this event? Like, right? And it's okay. When I did the first, my old conference, Le Web, when I did the first one, were 200. And those in the room, they got it. And then it turned into, you know, so I'm fine. We're fine. It's going to be so awesome. But kind of course, I want you to understand what we're doing. Green tokens, lot of green stuff, green tokens to help the planet, the ocean cleanup project. I'm such a huge fan of Boyan. We have a representative of Buddhism for the US, David Kite, the Tibetan house, big deal that he just succeeded there and he's in charge of it, followed by a gong meditation. But just before, you know, we have Tony Cho talking about the future of cities and a story of awakening by my friend Romain. We have David Langer is going to talk about the business opportunity. So, you see what they're trying, the climate emergency. Reza is going to scare the shit out of everybody because we need to be scared a bit about the planet dying. I won't talk about everything here, but it's going to be great. It's really going to be great. It's going to be so great. I hope you can join it because it's going to be so, so good.